This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome to Hillsboro, Illinois, where tonight we will be bringing you the IHSA regional competition pitting the Carlinville Cavaliers against the Hillsboro Hilltoppers here in game number one. My name is Gary Bolker, alongside Carl DeBar. Carl, this should be a good game. These two teams played earlier, and it was a very close game.
Close game for both teams, and both have winning records. You got the Cavaliers at 11-9, and the Hilltoppers 19-3 overall. So you got two winning teams going at it this afternoon.
We'll take our first break of the afternoon, and we'll come back with high school softball action coming your way on WSMI. Welcome back to Hillsboro High School. We're about ready to get this one underway. Game number one, or game number two, actually, of the Hillsboro Regional. Game number one was played last night at Carlinville, where the 7th-seeded Carlinville Cavaliers defeated the 9th-seeded Litchfield Lady Purple Panthers 4-0. Therefore, Carlinville advances to this semifinal round game to take on the number 2-seeded Hillsboro Hilltoppers, who come in with a 19-4 record. Cavaliers with their win last night, 12-9, Carl.
12-9 and put a shutout on Litchfield. Did get to see the Lady Panthers not too long ago. Played a good game here against the Hilltoppers and were able to get a few hits off Kai Hanner, but I tell you, overall, not many people have been getting many hits off Kai Hanner. She averages a good strikeout plus per inning.
So you're saying that hits will be at a premium here this evening?
I'm guessing a first run could be big in this ball game.
And of course that dictates a lot of times how you'll play the rest of the game. If you can get that lead and hold on to it, you may play a certain way. If you're coming from behind, you may have to take more chances. We shall see, but as we get ready for this one, the coach is meeting with the umpires at the home plate area. Carlinville's coach, Paige Vineyard, she's in her second year with a 19-22 career record for the Lady Cavaliers. Of course, Coach Brett Teakin of the Hillsboro Hilltoppers, he's been here, well, I think this is like his 23rd year. He's got 322 wins, 259 losses, got three regionals and a couple sectionals under his belt. So it's the veteran against the new kid on the block.
That's true.
And, of course, as they say, well, the coaches don't play the game. It's the players who play the game. As we take a look for the Carlinville Cavaliers, their starting lineup will look like this. Leading off will be Peyton Tiemann, the second baseman. Kayla Seal will bat second and play center field. Alyssa Despain, the pitcher, will bat in the number 3 spot. Sydney Kania will be the third baseman, batting 4th. Batting 5th, Natalie Kaganich is the designated hitter. Batting 6th is Jordan Hausman, the shortstop. Batting in the number 7 slot, Emily Griffith, the catcher. And Lexi Bates is batting in the number 9 spot. She is the Cavaliers' first baseman. And Danny Westneach, the left fielder, will bat in the number 9 slot. Claire Wilton will be the flex player. She'll be the right fielder for the Cavaliers here this evening. Looking at the Hillsboro Hilltoppers, they'll set a defense, which will have Alyssa Despain on the in the circle pitching. And she comes in this year with a record of 10-3. Catching her this evening will be Alexis Wolf. Down at first base will be Sid Herbstreith. Sheridan Lyerla will be at second. Shelby Hooley will be at shortstop, and Haley Major at third base. Around the outfield, left to right, it's Claire Tester, Chloe Beck, and Riley Hempkin. With that, it looks like we're ready for our first batter to step in, Carl.
We are indeed.
And that will be, as we said, Peyton Tiemann, the Cavaliers' second baseman. She's having a little bit of a discussion with Coach Paige Vineyard as she walks over to the right-hand side of the batting box.
And when Kai's really right, she'll have a great changeup, which you'll just be shocked. It'll just like it won't get there, the Bugs Bunny style.
The old hesitation pitch,
yes.
Huh? Well, let's see what she starts her off. She'll start her off with a fastball. Late swing, it's fouled off the first base side.
And you usually won't see it as much until later in the game, maybe that second time around in batting order.
So it's an 0-1 count on the leadoff hitter, Peyton Tiemann. Tiemann looks at the second one. He hits a call, strike 2. Over the outside corner, waist high. Quickly, Tiemann in the hole, 0-2. Coming in at third, Haley Major steps in closer. Swing and a miss on a foul tip that is caught. And so Tiemann struck out. She didn't realize the catcher caught the ball. She was ready for another one. First K of the day, of course, for Hanner. And as you said, she's going to get probably about one every inning, perhaps a little bit more. We shall see.
I'd even push it to 1.5 on some teams.
Kayla Seal, now she's going to lay down a bunt, a good one right in front of home plate. However, the third baseman, Major, comes in quickly, fields it cleanly, fires on to first. It'll go 5-3 for out number two. Can't lay the bunt down much better than what Seal did right there. However, Major doing an outstanding job as she was exploding in from third base. Caught that one in one quick swoop. She fired on to first baseman Sid Herbstreit for the second out of the inning. That will bring up Alyssa Despain, the Cavalier pitcher, in the number three spot. She'll foul the first one off to the left.
As with a lot of them, the pitchers seem to be some of the better hitters, too, in baseball and softball.
Just outstanding athletes. That's all there is to it. Here comes the 0-1. It's drilled out in the right center field. Center fielder drifts back, and a diving catch falling to the ground is Chloe Beck, but she hangs on to it for the out. An outstanding grab, and maintaining the catch was even more important.
That year right there, because she got it, but then she hit the ground, and hanging on that big softball sometimes not too easy.
Chloe Beck with the play of the day so far. After one half inning, no score, Carlinville and Hillsboro coming your way on WSMI. You're listening to FM 106, and we are moving on to the bottom of the first. Hillsboro went through a 1-2-3 inning versus the Cavaliers on the top of the first, and they will come to bat for the first time. Leading off will be Haley Major, the third baseman, freshman standing in. She'll bat from the right side. Despain will bring the first one in a little high, but Major went after it for strike one. It'll be Major, Lyerla, and Hanner, the top three in the order for the toppers. Second pitch, she'll pull the bat back from ball one, and the count goes to 1-1. Major, the leadoff hitter. Sheridan Lyerla batting second. Kai Hanner batting third. On the outside corner, she'll loft it to the right fielder, and playing it perfectly there was Claire Wilton, who makes the grab for the first out. Wilton had her position perfectly, didn't she?
Did indeed. You can hit the ball hard, but if it's at someone, it's still a fairly easy play.
Sheridan Lyerla, the junior second baseman, will stand in. She's batting about 390 on the season. Lyerla, second baseman, looks at the first one, swings and misses. It would appear that Alyssa Despain is all business here. First two batters, she's throwing strikes. Here comes the next one. Oh, a little changeup, soft liner to the shortstop, and Hausman makes a nice grab there for the second out. Easy line drive to the shortstop. Two up, two down. That'll bring up the number three hitter, Kai Hanner, the junior pitcher for the toppers. Hanner, as we said, a 10-3 record on the season, batting .438. She'll bat with nobody on and two out. And swing at the first one. It's a pop-up into no man's land, but the second baseman, oh, got a glove on it, just simply couldn't hang on to it. And so Hanner's going to be on board. How are we going to go, Coach? You going to give her an error?
Probably should.
Oh, you're terrible. Tough scorekeeper. She had it. It was in the glove.
Really,
but it was a long run. That's one of those, if you're the home team, they'll get a hit. If not, they'll give it an error. But I agree with you. Changeup comes in. Missed a little bit low. Looks like our scoreboard out there is not working. Nope. They asked for an appeal. Did she offer on it? The base umpire says no, she didn't. So the count will go 1-0 on Chloe Beck, who takes ball two now. This one's a little bit low. Beck, a sophomore center fielder, batting .400. Seeing as she can't move that runner over and get her into scoring position as the topper's trying to get something going with two outs here in the bottom of the first. High and away, and the count goes 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. Will Beck look at one just to see if she can get runners on first and second? Yes, she will, and it's a little bit low for a two-out walk. So Beck will head down to first. Hanner will move up to second base, and that'll be an RBI situation now for Shelby Hooley, the sophomore shortstop. Hooley batting .317 on the season. Has an opportunity to see if she can get the toppers on the board here in the bottom of the first. First one she swings late at and fouls it off to the right side. She'll step out. See if she can wind that swing up a little bit tighter. Now she'll line this one over the shortstop's head into left field. However, runners are going to have to stop at first, second, and third as the left fielder, Danny Westage, gets that ball in quickly. So it'll be a base hit for Hooley, and it loads the bases up for the Toppers. With two outs and the bases loaded, that'll bring up Sid Herbstreith, the senior first baseman. So that's our first base hit of the game. And it goes to Shelby Hooley. Called strike one on Herbstreith. That was right down the middle. She was taking there just to see if she could maybe get ahead on the count. Instead, she's behind 0-1. Herbstreith with ducks on the pond. Swings and fouls this one straight back. And quickly, it's 0-2. On the number six hitter for the Toppers. After retiring the first two, Majors flied out to right. And Lyerla, soft line drive to shortstop. And an error on the second baseman allowed Hanner to reach. Beck followed with a walk. Herbstreith is going to swing and miss at strike three. First strikeout of the game for Despain. Third out of the inning. And so, despite the fact that they get one hit, the Toppers score no runs and they leave three left on base. We played one. We're scoreless. Hillsboro and Carlinville from the Hillsboro Hilltoppers Regional that you're getting to listen to on WSMI. This is FM 106, and we are at Hillsboro, Illinois, the Hillsboro Sports Complex. An outstanding venue here, wouldn't you say, Carl?
It is indeed. Besides a great softball field here, we have the high school field just behind us and an extra two fields, so you can actually have double headers going on here at this complex. Well, are the Toppers going to regret that first inning, getting three on and not getting a run home? That might become loom big later in this ball game.
We shall see as we move to the top of the second. A line drive right up the middle off the bat of Sydney Kenya, and she starts the Cavaliers off the right way with a first hit of the ball game. Took that one right back up the middle from whence it came, as they say. So with one on and nobody out, that'll bring up the number five hitter, Natalie Kaganich, the designated hitter for the Cavaliers. We'll see if she's interested in trying to move that runner over to second base. Hanner sends this one right past the batter. Swing and a miss for strike one. That was not the changeup.
No.
See what she brings her here. Another one. Strike two. A little bit of movement on that one. As Hanner quickly has two strikes on the hitter, Natalie Kaganich. Kaganich standing in the hole, 0-2 with a runner on first and nobody out. And here comes the pitch. High and away. And it's 1-2. Hanner, a 10-3 record on the season, as we said. She slowly walks around behind the rubber. Comes back and approaches and fires the changeup. There's your changeup for a called strike three. And you're right. It took it a while to get there, but when it did, it had the batter fooled.
Yeah, it seems to really fool the batter, and that's what's important. Usually has some good movement downward, too.
And so that is one on, one out now for the Cavaliers. Second strikeout of the game for Hanner. Swing and a miss at a high, hard one. Jordan Hausman. Hausman, the shortstop for the Cavaliers, made a nice catch there in the bottom of the first. Now she's batting with one on, one out here in the top of the second. Pitch is low and away, and the count evens up at 1-1. Hausman steps out, looks down for a signal, swings and misses. Coach Vineyard down the third baseline. She simply raised her sunglasses up on top of her head. And I don't know if that was a signal or not, but Hausman with a one ball, two strike count now as she swung right through that one, and she'll swing through this one as well and become strikeout victim number three for the second out of the inning here in the top of the second. So with one on and two out, that's going to bring up Emma Griffith, the Carlinville Cavalier catcher. Hanner, as we said, averages one strikeout an inning or so. She's got three here in two innings to start things off. Emma Griffith, the catcher, sails way over her head to the backstop, and the runner, Kenya, will advance to second base. She's down there in scoring position. You know, we say scoring position, but
it's hard.
It's hard to score from second base in softball.
Yeah, it's got
to
be a gap that takes the outfielder deep into the outfield.
And so it is 1-0, swing and a miss on an inside strike right on the inside edge of the plate. Kind of tied Griffith up, and the count evens up at 1-1. One on, two out. We're in the top of the second. Cavaliers have gotten their first hit of the game, looking to see if they can score first. Swing and a miss. Hanner's really bearing down here with that runner on second base. She's one strike away from getting out of this top of the second. Slowly, she approaches the rubber, toes it up. Now she'll rock. Now she'll fire. Outside corner, ball is fouled off as Griffith, protecting the plate, lives to play another day. She'll step out, take a couple practice swings, and then step back in. Little pop-up and a short left. Left fielder coming in, makes the catch, and that will do it for inning number two for the Cavaliers, as they have one hit, no runs, one left on base. We go to the bottom of the second. Still scoreless, Cavaliers and Hilltoppers coming your way from the Hillsboro Regional on WSMI. WSMI, that's the place to be for high school softball this evening, as the Toppers will open up the bottom of the second with an easy ground ball from Riley Hempkin. She'll ground out to Peyton Tiemann. It'll go 4-3 for out number one. That's the way inning number two gets started for the Toppers. That'll bring up Alexis Wolf, the freshman catcher for the Toppers. Despain brings the first one in low. Look, you had that one, Carl.
Skip to me.
Thank God for chain link fences. Allows us to have a bird's eye view of the game. In safety. The 1-0 pitch at the knees is a called strike one, so Wolf is a 1-1 count. Hempkin started off this bottom of the second, grounding out to second. Now the number eight hitter, Alexis Wolf, with a 1-1 count. She'll swing and drive this one into the left field corner. It gets down, a one hop against the wall. And as it comes off the fence, the left fielder will retrieve it and bring it in. But not until Alexis Wolf is perched at second base with a one out double.
That'll be our first extra base hit of this ball game.
Tell you what, that was a good solid poke, wasn't it?
One hopper to the 200 mark of the fence, which of course fence is 200 everywhere, center, left, or right.
That'll bring up number nine hitter, designated hitter, Faith Holtz, a freshman. She'll swing and foul off the first pitch. With Alexis Wolf now down at second base, one out, is the Toppers another scoring threat. Over to second base. We'll get the out, but they'll get the runner over to third base. As Holtz grounds out, and on the play, Wolf moves over to third base. So now with a runner at third base, we'll go back to the top of the order, and Haley Major, the freshman third baseman who flied out to right her first time up. On the outside corner for a called strike. Not sure Haley agreed with that one. It may have been a little off the plate, but it was close enough. You got a stick, you got to use it. She does use it on this one, as she'll poke this one into left field for an RBI single for the leadoff hitter, Haley Major. Give her a solid single to left and an RBI. That's the second hit of the inning, third hit of the game. An RBI for Haley Majors, as coming in to score the first run of the game is Alexis Wolf. That's what you call the bottom of your batting order doing the trick to get things going, and then the top of the order driving her in. Swing and a miss, and a stolen base for Majors, as she's down at second base and ahead of the throw. So she, too, is in scoring position. could call that one a ball. Sheridan Lierla, who lined out to the shortstop. I don't think lined it is a word, but if it is, I made it up. Lierla's going to step out now. She's going to see if she can't step in there and pick up a hit. As the pitch comes low and away. Catcher thought that was close. She turns around and politely suggests that the umpire might want to take a closer look at that one next time. And he politely says, I will, and calls this one a strike. And the count goes to 3-1. If a catcher is polite, you can converse with the umpire quite a bit. But if you have the wrong attitude, there goes ball fours. It's up and away. And Lierla picks up the walk. Second free pass of the day for the Toppers. Puts runners at first and second. For the number three hitter, Kai Hanner. She reached on an error on the second baseman her first time up. She could really help her cause right here. Leading already 1-0. She's going to pop this one up. Pitcher wants it. Pitcher has it. Inning's over. So just like that, one pitch for the third out gets DeSpain and the Carlinville Cavaliers out of further trouble. However, with two hits, the Hilltoppers plate the first run of the game. They will leave two on base. They have now stranded five, as we have now played two innings, and the Toppers have a 1-0 lead over the Carlinville Cavaliers. Back with the third inning on WSMI. FM 106, we're back at it here at Hillsboro, moving quickly on to the top of the third for the Cavaliers. It'll be the number 8, 9, and 1 hitters due up, as Lexi Bates will start things off. Danny Wetsnage comes up next, and Peyton Tiemann will be number 3 in the batting order here in the top of the third inning. Well, the Toppers scored one. Looked like in the last two innings they probably could have plated more than one, but at least they have the lead here in the early going.
And we mentioned that first run can be a big factor in a ball game. Relax the other pitcher and put a little pressure on the ones that's behind.
Hanner put that one right in on the fist of Bates, and she fouls that one off down the right field line. And the count goes to 0-1. Hanner gets the ball back, steps inside the circle, fires it right down the middle for a swing and a miss by Lexi Bates, and the count goes 0-2 on the first baseman for the Cavaliers. Swing and a miss, and just like that, Lexi Bates becomes strikeout victim number 4 and the first out of the inning here in the top of the third. What were you saying about a strikeout an inning?
Well, actually, she averaged over strikeout and a half an inning, roughly, because she's double digits most games.
She's on.
Not over a strike. Well, over is a strike, but almost a strike and a half out per inning.
She's right on that pace today.
I think her last game in 7, she struck out 14, actually, so she did 2.
Swing and a foul off the bat of Danny Wetsnage.
So 2 per inning isn't shocking when she's really right.
So the count evens up at 1-1 on Wetsnage. She'll swing a little soft liner into center field. Center fielder moves over, and Chloe Beck makes the catch for the second out. Just had to drift over a little bit to her left to make an easy grab. Outfielders will tell you, we like those. That's like a can of corn. We've got time to get under it and make the catch.
They have time. They see it all the way. And now we're getting a little cloud cover. Makes it a little easier on the outfielder's eyes, too.
A little bit high to Peyton Tiemann to start things off. Yeah, the one thing about this diamond, as you look from home plate out through second base, you're looking off to the southeast. So really, the left side of the infield and the left fielder, that's the sun field you have to worry about primarily. Swing and a miss. Strike 1-1 to count on Tiemann. But as you said, we'll take a little bit of cloud cover, and if you want to, go ahead and add a gentle breeze as well. Swing and foul back, and the count goes 1-2. For all the talk that we had about the threatening weather coming through our way, knock on wood, things have turned out pretty nicely this afternoon.
Yeah, breeze, not even in existence. Usually you expect some wind with this type of weather.
Well, we had it all yesterday. Oh, the change up to perfection once again. Two strikeouts in the inning and five strikeouts in the game for Kai Hanner. And the Hillsboro Hilltoppers will move on to the bottom of the third as they are leading 1-0 over the Carlinville Cavaliers. You're listening to WSMI. We serve Mid-Illinois. That's WSMI. That's where you are right now, listening to high school softball. It's the IHSA Hillsboro Regional. We move on to the bottom of inning number three. I'm Gary Boker alongside Carl DeBar. And Carl, been a very well-played game here through the first 2.5 innings. Toppers with a 1-0 lead.
Has indeed, and Despain's done a good job of getting out of some trouble because she had the bases loaded in the first and did not get any runs up. Throws a ball there. She's walked a couple, struck out one, but she doesn't seem to get too rattled too easily for this Cavalier team.
Three hits and two walks and given up only one run. I'd say she's gone through the first couple innings rather well. And as we say that, she's had a little bit of a control issue. First one was in the dirt. This one was high and away. And the count to Chloe Beck, who walked her first time, is 2-0. This time she brings them in high and it's fouled off and going to be out of play. Bounces on the sidewalk. That'll take a high hop. As Chloe Beck, a 400 hitter, walked her first time up, was stranded at second base back in the first inning. She'll step back in with a 2-1 count. Despain spins that ball in her hand. Now she grips it. Now she fires it. It comes up low, and the count goes to 3-1. Hitters count here. You can pretty much look for something you like. If you like it, you send it back the other way. If you don't like it, you look at it for ball four, and that's what Beck does there. She becomes the third recipient of a free pass for the Toppers today. One in each inning for Despain. In the first inning, that walk came with a couple out. Now a little pop-up. Second baseman watches it come down into her glove for out number one. So Shelby Hooley is retired. She'll head back to the dugout after singling her last time up. She pops to the second baseman for the first out here in the bottom of the third with one on, one out. That'll bring up Sid Herbstreith, the senior first baseman. She'll swing at the first one and foul it back and out of play. Head. 23rd game of the year for the Toppers. They're 19-3 on the season. And Herbstreit tries to punt that one. It bunts foul, and she's in the hole 0-2.
Well, back in April, it didn't look like we was going to get any games in. We did. Our first broadcast team's only played 3 or 4 games, and they've already had 6 or 7 canceled. So
yes. Yeah, we were at that point probably for the first third of the season, more canceled than played, but they've kind of caught up here recently. Now a swing and a miss, and Herbstreit strikes out. That's the first K of the day, I believe. No, the second one. That's Herbstreit that struck out twice now, and she becomes out number two for the Toppers here in the bottom of the third. Ooh, right down the middle. Despain that time with a good offering. And Hempkin just couldn't pull the trigger. Hempkin, who grounded to second her first time up, swings and drives the second one into right center field. It'll get between the fielders, roll all the way to the wall. Beck is going to round third. They're going to bring her on home. The relay not in time as she is safe on an RBI double. Off the bat of Riley Hempkin, once again, the lower part of the batting order, doing some damage for the Toppers as Hempkin comes up with a big double there. And as a result, Toppers are on the board once again. Got a red ink pen that keeps running around here, and I keep losing it. So 4 hits on the day for Hillsboro, 2 of them for extra bases, that one an RBI double. For Riley Hempkin. So after having the bases left loaded in the first, the Toppers have plated 1 in the second and already 1 here in the third. And with two out, it'll be Alexis Wolf, who had the other double last inning for the Toppers. She'll look at a strike.
And pretty rare to see a runner from first to score on a double, but Toppers were aggressive in center.
She was moving, and Coach Teakin was sending her all the way. Oh, that changeup dropped in.
That's a good one, too, isn't it?
Well, I tell you what, it had me fooled.
Yeah.
Had me fooled. I'm sitting back here another 25 feet. One nice pitch. Now it's two strikes on the hitter. Now she'll bring one outside and waste it for a ball. Coach Deacon saying you got the big one left now. We'll see if she does right here. This one bounces up. And I believe that is a full count. Correct? I thought it was. Doesn't make any difference. She swings and misses at strike three, and that's the way the inning ends, as the Toppers, on the benefit of one hit and one walk, score one run and take a 2-0 lead here after three. You're listening to the Hillsboro Softball Regional on WSMI. Gary Boker and Carl DeBar coming your way on WSMI as we move now to the top of the fourth, and the Toppers have a 2-0 lead over the Carlinville Cavaliers. Kayla Seal will start things off for the Cavaliers here in the top of the fourth, and she'll look at ball one high. Here comes the second one, and it too is high. Seal, who grounded to third base her first time up. What were you asking for, that cloud cover? Well, it seems like we're getting that.
It came in real quick.
In abundance. Maybe that kind of worries me. This is a high one, and it's bunted. They're going to let it roll foul, and it'll be a 2-1 count.
Now, the ideal bunt, you force, of course, you make it deaden it, but you make the first baseman field it. And that forces the second baseman to have to be the one to catch it at first base, which is tough for play.
This time she swings and gets jammed a little bit, fouls it off the right side, and the count goes to 2-2. On the leadoff hitter here in the top of the fourth, Kayla Seal. Seal, the center fielder for the Cavaliers. Is a senior. She'll ground this one back to the pitcher. Hanner does a good job of fielding her position. And it goes 1-3 for out number one. Hanner says, I like those. Easy comeback. Reach down, pick it up, toss it to my buddy at first. And Herb Streeth says, thank you very much. One up, one down. It'll bring up the number three hitter in the lineup. Alyssa Despain, she'll look at ball one as it's high and away. Despain, who flied out to center field, a rather adventurous fly out, her first time up. This time she'll foul this one off the left side and even the count up at 1-1. Trying to analyze her swing a little bit there between pitches. See if she can get it right here. With the 1-1 offering coming. Little outside. Good eye by Alyssa. And Despain gets a 2-1 count in her favor. As the ladies often do, they have to adjust their hair between pitches. She's ready this time. And looks at it high and outside for a 3-1 count. Something that Hanner hasn't done today is walk a batter. But she's threatening to do so here with a 3-1 count. And the changeup dropped in a little bit low. And so Despain, base runner, first base runner for the Cavaliers since back in the second inning when they had a leadoff single by Kenya, who now steps in.
Cavaliers, to get a runner on, you got to take advantage. It's not many opportunities you get.
You got that right. And, of course, when they get a free pass, you got to make them pay. Swing and a foul back. And a count goes to 0-2 on Sydney Kenya. As we said, she singled back in the second inning. Her first time up was left stranded there as the next two struck out, and then a fly out to left, and she never made it past second base. She'll foul this one back off the screen, and the count remained 0-2. Alexa Wolf comes back right in front of us, fields the ball, fires it out to her pitcher. A little bit of encouragement there. With one on and one out, Kenya looking and lining it past the first baseman into right field. Right fielder Riley Hempkin comes up with it, fires it into second base, but the Cavaliers don't look now. They've got something going here in the top of the fourth. That for Kenya, her second hit of the game. She is the only one to have solved Hanner thus far. She has both hits for the Cavaliers, who now have runners on first and second, with one out for Natalie Kekanich. Kekanich looks at a ball high. It's one thing we've noticed here with Hanner here in the fourth inning. She's having a tendency to get a little bit high on the deliveries. Kekanich, who was a strikeout victim her first time, swings and misses at the second offering, and the count evens at 1-1.
And, of course, the walk would kind of indicate a little lack of control.
Little soft liner over the third baseman's head, but the shortstop goes into the hole, makes the grab, and forces the runner out at third. So it'll go 6-5 on the putout to retire Despain for the second out of the inning. Moving down to second will be Sydney Kenya, and reaching first on the fielder's choice will be Natalie Kekanich. Runner still at first and second, now with two outs, and that'll bring Jordan Hausman to the plate. Hausman, a strikeout victim, back in the second. Looks at the first pitch high. Once again, Hanner starting the batter off with a high delivery. Falling behind on the count. Hausman, the 1-0 offering, pops this one up into right field or into center field. Center fielder drifts back and makes the catch. Had a ways to go, but had a zero end all the way, did Chloe Beck. And so the Cavaliers are retired. Despite the fact they get one hit, they score no runs, and they leave two left on base. Now they have stranded three in the game. We go to the bottom of the fourth, Hillsboro 2, Carlinville nothing. You're listening to WSMI. You're listening to FM 106, and we're bringing you IHSA regional softball action from Hillsboro. As we move to the bottom of the fourth, and the Hillsboro Hilltoppers enjoy a 2-0 lead on the Cavaliers of Carlinville, Faith Holtz, the number 9 hitter, will lead things off for the Toppers. She'll foul the first one off right back here in my face. I didn't flinch. Yes, I did. Here comes the 0-1 offering. She'll line it into right field. Right fielder comes up quickly. Fire to first? No. She'll bring it back into the infield, and Holtz will be on safely with a single to right. Fifth hit of the game for the Toppers. That'll take us back to the top of the batting order. And Haley Majors, who's 1-for-2 with an RBI single, back in the second. Going to have a courtesy runner there.
Courtesy runner.
It's a Claire Tester. I believe that is Claire Tester, number 15.
Number 15, uh-huh.
So she will take over and run for Faith Holtz. As we go to the top of the order, and Haley Majors, first pitch way outside by Alyssa Despain.
Alyssa struck out 3 and walked 3.
On the outside part of the plate, swing late, fouled off to the right by Majors.
Allowed 2 runs, but pitched out a lot of trouble, too.
You got that right.
In the first inning, left a couple more in the second inning.
Though trailing 2-0, you'd have to say she's kept her team in the game. Majors wanted to go after that one, but when she saw it was overhead, she held up, and then a bit of a smile as she looked down at Coach and said, I wasn't going to do that. Good if you can have fun. You can have fun when you win. She does offer that one as the low strike is offered and missed. Two balls, two strikes on Haley Majors with one on, nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth. That was about a 7-iron. She fouled off to the left. Picked that one up right off the plate, didn't she?
I think so.
That's about how far my 7-iron goes sometimes, too. That's why I don't golf very often. Outside corner, swing and miss. I'll tell you what, Despain did a good job of setting her up on that one. Fourth K of the day for Alyssa Despain. The strikeout is the first out of the inning here in the bottom of the fourth. And that will bring up Sheridan Lierla. Lierla looks at strike one. She lined to the shortstop in the first inning, walked and was stranded in the second inning. Bats here in the fourth. And she'll bunt down the first base line. The first baseman picks it up and fires over to the second baseman covering. So the sacrifice is good. It'll go 3-4 for out number two.
I thought they had a shot at getting the lead runner there. Well, they took the sure out.
If you get her, that's fine. But if you don't get her, then you got runners on first and second with one out. And I think
you're trailing by two already.
Yeah, the concept was make sure we get the out here, and they'll see if we can get the number three hitter, Kai Hanner. Of course, she wants to see if she can make him pay. Oh, starts her off with a changeup. I'm sitting back here to hurt my back.
That's a good one there.
Hanner reached on an error on the second baseman in the first inning, then popped out to the pitcher in inning number two. She bats for the third time here with a runner on second and two out. Staying on the outside corner, that was a little outside, and the folks over here to my right didn't have as good a vantage point as I did. They thought it caught the corner. They're wearing the red and the blue, too, I might add. This one, a little slow roller. Second baseman goes over, makes the catch. Picks it up, fires on to first, so it'll go 4-3 for out number three. And the Toppers, despite a leadoff single, score no runs as they had one hit, no errors, one left. They've stranded seven, but as we have gone through four innings, it is the Hillsboro Hilltoppers 2, Carlinville Cavaliers 0. You're listening to WSMI. WSMI, that's the place to be if you want to listen to high school softball this afternoon and this evening, as we have two games coming your way from the Hillsboro Regional, game number one, which we're doing right now. Carl DeBar, Gary Boker, we're enjoying a good 2-0 game. Hillsboro with the lead, but Carlinville has dodged some bullets to stay in this game, Carl.
They have indeed, and bases loaded by the Toppers early, and a couple other runners left on. Cavaliers don't need much to get back in the game. You get a player on, a long one, you tied it up.
Well, we move to the top of the fifth. 7, 8, and 9 hitters due up as Emma Griffith stands in and looks at strike one on the inside corner. Emma flied out to left field her first time up. She wants to see if she can get something started for the Cavaliers here in the fifth. She'll line this one into right field. Right fielder has it go by her and into the right field corner. And Griffith is going to pull up with a leadoff double. That is the third hit of the day, the first hit by the Cavaliers that didn't belong to Sydney Kenya, as it's Emma Griffith who starts things off here in the fifth with a leadoff double.
She'll have a courtesy runner also. Cavaliers, number three.
Okay. And I don't see a number three there. In any event, with one on and nobody out.
That's the wrong one. Oh, is that the Cavaliers? Yeah. They might have the number, Sarah.
Gracie Call is our courtesy runner down there at first base.
She's an important runner right now. Cavaliers really need to get that run home in this ball game.
Lexi Bates is up. She's going to line this one softly over the second baseman's head. Second baseman thought she had a bead on it. Should have taken one step back. She had enough time, but instead she lets that one get over her glove. And now it's two on, nobody out, as there's runners on the corners for the Cavaliers. The number 7 and 8 hitters have come through for CHS here Now it's up to the number 9 hitter, Danny Westnage. Runners are on the corners. Ball one inside to Westnage. Westnage flied out to center field her first time up. A deep fly ball now could get that first run of the game for the Cavaliers home. On the corner, swing and a miss. Throw down to second is an errant one. It eludes the shortstop, and on the play, call comes in to score the first run of the game for the Cavaliers. And that moves the runner down to second base as Westnage swings and misses. One ball, two strikes is the count on Westnage.
The Cavaliers pull off that double steal. And a little surprised that the Toppers threw on through.
Yeah, I was too. I think it surprised everyone except the runner at third, who was off and running to score the run there. And so that makes it 2-1 here in the top of the fifth. The tying run perched down at second base with nobody out. High and outside, the count goes to 2-2 on Westnage as Peyton Thiemann waits in the on-deck circle. Still nobody out here in the top of the fifth. Changeup comes in high, and the count goes full. So now Hanner going to have to bear down here on the number 9 hitter. Number 7 and number 8 have responded with a double and a single and a run scored. Now a pop-up into short center. Second baseman makes the catch. Tagging up, going to third, and safe is Lexi Bates. So the pop-out retires Westnage for the first out of the inning, but very wisely and courageously, we might add, Bates tags up and goes to third. I'm not so sure the Toppers may not want to appeal. Nope, there'll be no appeal. They're looking to see how they want to do this with Thiemann, who has struck out twice today. She'll step in with a runner on third. One in, one out, top of the fifth. Tying run. Down at third base. Oh, lo and behold, look out in left field, Carl. The scoreboard's working.
Ah, well, there you go.
Hallelujah. Oh, a high one and a good snag there by Wolf to keep that one from going back to the backstop. Of course, the backstop here is not that far behind home plate. I'm not sure you could score from third if you wanted to. 1-0 count on Thiemann. This one a little high and a little wide, and the count goes to 2-0. Kayla Seal waiting on deck. Hanner has given up one here in the fifth. Now this one is fouled back. Puts the count at 2-1. Two balls, one strike, runner on third, one out, one run already in here in the top of the fifth. Cavaliers trailing 2-1, looking to see if they can't push this tying run. Lexi Bates across. A little slow roller to second. They're going to have to go to first. They will. And so the ground ball out by Peyton Thiemann will record a second out of the inning, but more importantly, it will score the second run of the inning as Bates will come in with the tying run.
So aggressive base running by the Cavaliers. Not only a double steal, they go on a sacrifice fly to third on a ball that's caught by the infielder. Big runs.
And the first pitch is fouled back by Kayla Seal. So the Toppers had built a 2-0 lead, and as we said a few times earlier, they had more opportunities to score. But Despain kept the Cavaliers close. Now here in the top of the fifth, the number 7 and 8 hitters reached safely, and both have come in to score as this pitch comes in high. Our score is tied 2-2 in the top of the fifth. And a 1-1 count on Kayla Seal. Nobody on now. Two outs. And Seal's going to foul this one out of play, and the count will go 1-2. Here comes the pitch. Change up. Little ground ball back to the pitcher. She'll juggle it, field it, throw on to first for the third out. But the damage has been done by the Cavaliers, who pick things up here in the fifth inning. They score two runs on two hits, leave nobody on base. They've only stranded three, but more importantly, they've tied this game up 2-2 as we move to the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to High School Softball on WSMI. Carl DeBar and Gary Boker here at Hillsboro. Beautiful sports complex out here. It's turned into a beautiful sunny day. Little clouds once in a while. The Toppers build a 2-0 lead after four. The Cavaliers came back and played a two in the top of the fifth. We got a whole new ball game, Carl.
We do indeed, and give the Cavaliers bottom part of their lineup credit in this one, as the 7th, 8th place hitters are the ones that get it going.
Easy comebacker on the first pitch by Chloe Beck, and she is retired 1-3 for out number one here in the top of the fifth. Well, you mentioned that the bottom of the order did it for the Cavaliers in the last half inning. The bottom order for the Toppers has come up with three of the five hits for HHS. But now it'll be the number five hitter, Shelby Hooley, to the plate with nobody on and one out. First pitch outside for ball one. Hooley singled in the first inning, was left stranded at first, popped out to the second baseman in the third inning. So she's one for two as she stands in. Hooley was batting 317 coming into tonight's action. She'll swing and golf this one over the shortstop's head, and the left fielder will get it on a one hop, but a nice solid single to left for Shelby Hooley. She's on base for the second time tonight.
Yeah, Toppers score their runs with extra base hits and a lot of hits, and the Cavaliers did it with a lot of speed and double steal of second and home, actually, to get the first run home.
Whitey would call it small ball, wouldn't he?
Very small ball.
And oh, looking off to the north, some dark skies. Let's let it move on to the east, if you will, please.
Way past us.
Offering to bunt is Sid Herbstreith. She fouls it back for strike one. One on, one out is Shelby Hooley down at first base after Chloe Beck grounded back to the pitchers to start things off here in the bottom of the fifth. 2-2 is our score. Winner moves on to Saturday's championship game, where they'll take on the winner of our next game, either Gillespie or East Alton Wood River. Ball two goes low, or ball one, excuse me, goes low, 1-1. And just as I was bragging about that scoreboard down there and left.
Ah, lost it again.
It's kind of like me, part-time. Here comes the delivery. Oh, right down the middle. Took a little off. Swinging out ahead was Herbstreith, and she's in the hole, 1-2. Herbstreith with that orange jersey, the black pants, white numerals with black trim. She wears number 13. Has been a strikeout victim twice. And she looks at strike three on the outside corner, becomes a strikeout victim for the second time, or excuse me, third time, for out number two here in the bottom of the fifth.
So Lisa gets her fifth strikeout of this ballgame.
Five Ks on the D on the day indeed for Dismay. Now a ball gets past the catcher, and Hooley goes down to second base. Call that a wild pitch. Catcher could not come up with it. Hankin now with a chance to see if she can get that runner home. Called strike one, evens the count at 1-1 with a runner on second base, two out here in the bottom of the fifth. 2-2 is our score. Despain rocks and fires. Little number to the third baseman. She'll pick it up cleanly, fire across the diamond. It'll go 5-3 for out number three. And the Toppers retired here in the bottom of the fifth. They get one hit. They score no runs. They leave one left on base. They've stranded 8 through 5, and we're tied 2-2 as we move to the sixth. You're listening to High School Softball on WSMI. We move to the top of the sixth here at the Hillsboro Softball Regional that you're listening to on WSMI FM 106. For the Carlinville Cavaliers here in the sixth inning, they'll have the 3, 4, and 5 hitters due up. Despain, Kenya, and Kaganich to face Kai Hanner, who had a bit of a tough time in the fifth inning, giving up two runs on two hits. She'll throw ball one to the leadoff hitter, Alyssa Despain. Despain looks at ball two, a little high. As we mentioned earlier, Hanner, when she has trouble locating, it's usually high in the strike zone or high just out of the strike zone. And she's not getting much of a call when she hits the letters there, is she? 3-0 is the count on Despain. She'll bring this one in, and that was not even close. Even I could have made that call. So Despain walks for the second time today. That is the second walk given up by Hanner. It'll bring up the cleanup hitter, Sydney Kenya. Kenya, who has two singles on the day, looking to keep that perfect day going at 3-3 and see if she can push Alyssa Despain around the bases. This one fouled off to the left side. Here comes the next one. High and away, and the count evens up at 1-1. One ball, one strike, one on, nobody out. Popped up. Who wants it? Nobody wants it. It falls in no man's land and bounces foul. The count goes 1-2. First baseman, catcher, and pitcher all were in pursuit. None could get there. And the batter didn't want to make the catch. So with the count 1-2, she'll bring it in, and it'll be fouled back by Kenya, and the count will remain 1-2. Anders had trouble getting the third strike past Kenya. She's picked up two singles on the day, the last one on an 0-2 count. Now comes the 1-2 offering with a runner on first and nobody out in the sixth. She'll look at that one go high, and the count goes even at 2-2. Natalie Kaganich waiting in the on-deck circle for the Cavaliers, who trailed through the first four innings, played a two last inning.
Oh, the changeup.
Now the changeup to perfection. For a swing and a miss, and strikeout number six.
Six, yep.
That's the first one, however, that she's gotten since back in the third inning, right?
Sounds
no,
right.
No strikeouts in the fourth and fifth, but she picks up a big one here with a runner on first. Now one out for Natalie Kaganich, who looks at one high. Hanner walks around behind the rubber. Now comes up, toes it up. Throws a strike, going to swing and a miss. Belt high, outside corner. Kaganich could not make connection. And the count goes to 1-2. Or excuse me, 1-1. 2-1 now as that one sailed high. So she walked the first batter on four pitches. Went 2-2 before striking out to Kenya. Now 2-1. On Kaganich. Swing and a miss. Evens the count up at 2-2. Hanner looking for her seventh strikeout of the day, with one on and one out here in the top of the sixth. She'll rock. She'll fire. Change up. Tap foul at the plate. As Kaganich was just able to get a piece of that one.
Yeah, that's just barely staying alive. Just nipped it.
She did what she had to do to get another offering. Natalie Kaganich. Senior swings and misses. Strikeout number seven for Hanner. Out number two here in the top of the sixth. And with one on down there at first base via the leadoff walk, still perched at first base, is Alyssa Despain. And the batter stepping in now will be Jordan Hausman. Hausman struck out in the second, flied out to center field to end the fourth, and takes ball one low. here in the top of the sixth. I hate to tell you this, Carl, but I don't believe those clouds are moving to the east the way I would like. Fly ball, left field. Left fielder takes a couple of steps back and makes the catch. Claire Tester out there in left field. Good enough to get the job done. So following the leadoff walk, no hits, no runs, one left, four stranded by the Cavaliers as we move to the bottom of the sixth. 2-2 is our score. You're listening to WSMI. As the storm clouds start to move in from the north, we're hoping that we can get at least a couple more innings in and maybe a complete game. But right now, somebody's going to have to score a run, Carl, in order for us to determine a winner. We're tied 2-2 moving into the bottom of the sixth.
Good ball game by both teams. Gillespie's done it with some power, some extra base hits, and Garville's done it with a lot of base running and stealing the bases.
Yeah, Hillsboro plated the first two back in the second and the third. The Cavaliers answered with two of their own in the fifth. We move on now to the bottom of the sixth. It'll be the 8, 9, and 1 hitters due up for Hillsboro as Alexis Wolf, who doubled and scored in the second, was a strikeout victim in the third. She'll stand in to lead things off and take ball one low.
West side to Spain, 5 strikeouts. 3 walks in this ball game, and if you remember, I think she walked a person in the first 3 innings. 1 batter per inning, or yeah, 1 walk per inning. And she's had much better control since.
5 Ks on the day, as you said. This one, a strike at the knees, evens the count at 1-1. Five Ks on the day for the Spain. This one's way outside, and the count goes to 2-1. Here comes the offering, a little soft liner. Second baseman comes in and makes the catch for the out. Peyton Tiemann had to kind of coax that one into her glove as it wasn't coming too hard nor too fast. She's able to zero in on it, make the catch, and Wolf is retired for the first out here in the bottom of the sixth. That'll bring up Faith Holtz, the designated hitter. She'll take a ball. She grounded second her first time up, singled back in the fourth. Batting for the third time today as Despain spins that ball in her hand. Now she grips it. Now she fires it. Line drive down the right field line. Right fielder had her played perfectly and makes the catch for the second out in the inning. Claire Wilton has positioned herself quite well more than once tonight. So that'll send us back to the top of the order in Haley Major. Major is 1-for-3 with an RBI. She flied out to right her first time. An RBI single in the second and struck out in the fourth. She'll take ball one low. Nobody on, 2 out here in the bottom of the sixth. Despain again is ready. She'll rock, she'll fire. High and outside, ball 2 to Majors. Sheridan Lyerla waiting on deck. Topper's trying to see if they can get some 2-out magic going here. Little fly ball over the shortstop's head just in front of the left fielder who tries to scoop it but can't come up with it. And so it's a 2-out single for Majors. For Haley, that's her second hit of the day. For the Toppers, their 7th hit of the ball game. With 1 on and 2 out, that will bring up the junior second baseman, Sheridan Lyerla. Lyerla lined out to shortstop in the first, walked in the second, had a sacrifice in the fourth. Bats here in the bottom of the sixth. Throw down to second base is right on target, and it goes 2-6 for the putout. I thought the throw was a little bit up the first base line, but the runner ran right into the tag, Carl,
yes,
and that ends the inning.
That's the key. It was like the throw, and the runner just got there at the same time. It worked out very well for the tag.
put it in the right place at the right time, and Majors is retired trying to steal. Lyerla is left at the plate. So far, the Toppers in the bottom of the sixth, no runs, one hit, no errors, nobody left on base. They've stranded eight. We move to the top of the seventh, tied 2-2, Hilltoppers and Cavaliers on WSMI. FM 106, that's the place to be for high school softball on a Tuesday evening. We're coming to you from the Hillsboro Regional. Softball action coming your way. Carlinville Cavaliers, Hillsboro Hilltoppers, knotted at two. Carl, on to the seventh we go.
On to the seventh, and someone's got to score to make this an official ball game, don't they?
Cavaliers will send up their 7, 8, and 9 hitters here in the top of the 7th. Before you say, whoa, is the Cavaliers, they have accounted for two hits and both runs for the Cavaliers tonight. 7, 8, 9 doing their job. Emma Griffith, who swung and missed at the first offering, looks at strike 2 at the letter, so she's in the hole 0-2. She'll be followed by Lexi Bates and Danny Westnage. Here comes the 0-2 offering. Little bit low, and the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes on Emma Griffith, who flied out to left her first time out. Doubled, and then she actually didn't score, but the runner, courtesy runner scored for the first run of the game. Fouling it off keeps the count, or keeps alive with the count remaining at 1-2. Threatening clouds off to the north, setting sun back to the west. It's a conflict of atmospheres.
It's just surrounding us.
Now we need a westerly breeze to blow out of the west and blow this away. Inside, she thought it hit her, but when she looked back at the umpire, he didn't agree with her. Emma doing whatever she can to see if she can get on base. Instead, the count will go 2-2. On the number 7 hitter, Emma Griffith leading things off here in the top of the 7th for the Cavaliers. Lines this one to center field. It goes past the center fielder all the way to the wall. Griffin's going to stretch it into a double as they have trouble getting it in from the outfield. And so for the second time in a row, Griffith leads off an inning with a resounding double. That's the way you play the game.
Pitch runner, or courtesy runner in this case.
And that was, who did we decide? Gracie call?
Yep, same girl.
Yep. Gracie, who scored the first run of the game, is down there at second base, seeing if she can't score the lead run of the game here in the top of the 7th inning. One on, nobody out for Lexi Bates. She's going to try to bunt her over. She'll offer and foul this one back for strike one.
There's your cool breeze you asked for.
It's coming from the wrong direction. It's bringing the clouds in with it. If you were wearing your sunglasses, you don't need them now.
Yep, just took them off.
High and away. 1-1 is the count on Bates. Lexi Bates, who struck out in the third inning, singled and scored in the fifth inning to tie the game. Strike two as she fouled that one into the catcher's mitt. Looking to see if she can't break this tie here with a runner on second and nobody out in the top of the seventh. Gracie Call down there at second base. Swing and a miss. And strikeout victim number 8 is Lexi Bates for out number 1. Here in the top of the 7th. That'll bring up the number 9 hitter, Danny Westnage. Westnage, who flied out to center her first time up, flied out to the second baseman her second time up. This time she's going to pop one up back here to me, but I'm going to let it go over my head if you don't mind. If it's any darker, we're going to have to turn the lights on.
Already done.
There you go. Ask and you shall receive.
Hopefully they work better than the scoreboard is right now.
Just don't turn the sprinklers on. Outside pitch evens the count at 1-1. One ball, one strike, runner on second, one out, top of the 7th, tied 2-2. Cavaliers trying to break that tie. Whoa! Good job there by Westnage. She wanted to go after that high one and held up just in time. And the count goes to 2-1. This time she'll foul a straight back, and the count will even up at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, runner on second base, one out, top of the seventh, 2-2 tie. Hilltoppers and Cavaliers doing battle for the right to move on to Saturday's championship game. They'll play either Gillespie or East Alton Wood River, that game coming up next. Offering goes outside, and the count goes full. Westney's with three balls and two strikes, looking to get on base for the first time tonight. Here comes the delivery. She'll pop this one out to shortstop, who makes the catch for the second out.
Got a little breeze.
And so the runner will remain at second base. That is Gracie Call, the courtesy runner for Griffith. And now with two outs, we'll go back to the top of the order and Peyton Tiemann. Tiemann has struck out twice. She grounded to second base. Run came in on that play. Now Tiemann's going to try to force one over on the right side. She'll get about a little late. It'll be fouled off to the Cavalier dugout. They'll retrieve it. And Peyton will step back in for an 0-1 count. Kayla Seal waits on deck, hoping to get an opportunity to bat here in the seventh. On the outside corner, a called strike. It's 0-2 on Tiemann. I'm not sure Tiemann could reach that one if she wanted to. She was stepping away in the box. Now the 0-2. This one she fouls off back against the fence. And we'll do it all over again. 0-2 is our count. As Hanner gets ready to rock and fire again. Swing and a miss. The high, hard one, she blew right past her. Two strikeouts in the inning. Nine strikeouts in the game for Kai Hanner. We'll move to the bottom of the seventh. The Cavaliers had one hit. They scored no runs. They left one. They've stranded five. We'll move to the bottom of the seventh. 2-2 is our score. You're listening to WSMI. WSMI. That's where we are, that's where you are, and it's high school softball coming your way. IHSA Softball Regional from Hillsboro. We come down to the bottom of the seventh. Carlinville 2, Hillsboro 2. Toppers will send their number 2, 3, and 4 hitters to the plate to face Alyssa Despain, who has 5 strikeouts on the day. She's given up 7 hits and 2 runs. First pitch fouled off by Sheridan Lierla.
It's one of those games you really hate to see either team lose, yes. Obviously. And it might take a while.
Both teams have definitely played well enough to deserve a win. That's true. However, for one, the season will end. For the other, they'll move on to a championship game. Outside corner called strike two. One ball, two strikes on Sheridan Lierla, the junior second baseman for Coach Brett Teakin. This one laced down the left field, foul. She got out in front of that one just a little bit too much. The count remains one ball, two strikes to the leadoff hitter, Sheridan Lierla. Alyssa Despain on the mound. Waiting for her catcher to get settled in. Now waiting on Lierla to settle in. Now ready to rock and fire. Up and away, ball two. Count evens up at two balls and two strikes. The cool breeze would normally be welcome, but I fear what it might be bringing. Two balls, two strikes. Swing and a foul. Lierla a little bit late coming around on that one. But she stays alive. Lierla is 0-for-1 today, lined out to the shortstop in the first, walked in the second, had a sacrifice in the fourth. She's going to pop this one right back to the pitcher. Despain leaps, fields from position, fires on to first. One up, one down here in the bottom of the seventh for Hillsboro. That'll bring up Kai Hanner, the junior pitcher. She reached on an error in the first, popped out to the pitcher in the second, grounded out to the second baseman in the fourth. She could help her own cause and send all the Topper fans home very happy here with a long one in the seventh. Instead, she's way out in front of the changeup. I think Despain thought maybe she had that in her mind, too.
I think they were on the same wavelength. Yep.
Now she said, what's she going to do? Is she going to send me another changeup? Or is she going to go after a high, hard one? Or put one down in the dirt and see if I'll go fishing? It goes down in the dirt. And she didn't go fishing, and the count goes to 1-1. Coach Teakin offering encouragement down at third base. Hanner stands in. Despain brings it. It's lined foul off the right side.
And that'll do it for the balls for a while. That's got another one. A lot of foul ones.
Despain right has her set up now if she wants to bring that changeup back in again.
Yep.
She was late on the last one. Will she try to bury another one past her, or will she try to fool her with a changeup? And Hanner can't afford to play a guessing game here with two strikes. Still, it'll be a short hopper down to the shortstop, up, over, and out. Good pickup out of the dirt by Lexi Bates at first base for the second out of the inning as Hanner is retired. So that'll leave it up to Chloe Beck to determine whether or not we're going to go extra innings. Beck walked in the first, walked and scored in the third, grounded back to the pitcher in the fifth. So she's yet to get a ball out of the infield as the breeze continues to blow, and Despain brings one in, and Beck files this one off to the right. As the man said, if I were a betting man, I'd bet we're heading to extra innings. We shall see, as Chloe Beck may have something to do about that. She looks at one in the dirt, and the count goes to 1-1. Beck, a 400 hitter on the season, so she puts the bat on the ball more often than not. She puts the bat on the ball here. Shortstop with a nice backhand pickup. However, it's bobbled at first, and Beck is on safely, and the Toppers are still alive here in the bottom of the seventh. Bit of an errant throw there by the shortstop. First baseman did a good job trying to pick that one out of the dirt, but couldn't get the job done. That'll bring up Shelby Hooley, sophomore shortstop. She's 2-for-3 tonight, as Shelby had a single back in the first and a single in the fifth, sandwiched in between a pop out to the second baseman. She'll look at ball one high. Sid Herbstreith on deck. Herbstreith's been a strikeout victim three times tonight. Hooley would like to see if she can keep the action going here in the bottom of the seventh. One on, two out. High and away, ball two. To the sophomore shortstop, Shelby Hooley. She'll check down at third base and see if Coach Teakin has words of wisdom for her. He says, yeah, hit it where they ain't. She swings at one in the dirt, and the count goes to 2-1. Count that should have been 3-0. She was a little over anxious, you could imagine. Two hits on the day, chance to drive in the winning run. A little bit of excitement going on there. She'll hit this one down the first third base line. It goes into the left field corner. The runner, Chloe Beck, is around third. She is out as she goes into third. Outstanding play, goes 7-5 for out number three. Beck just couldn't motor around to third base following the single by Hooley, who picks up her third hit of the day, but she will be stranded at first base as the Toppers are denied an opportunity to score thanks to an outstanding defensive play. West needs to Kenya for the put out at third and the third out of the inning. One hit, no runs, one left on base as we move to the top of the eighth. It is still 2-2. Hilltoppers and Cavaliers on WSMI. We move to extra innings here at the Hillsboro Softball Regional as the Toppers and Cavaliers can't prove anything through seven innings. They'll move to the eighth, and Kayla Seal will lead things off and take ball one. The 2, 3, and 4 hitters do up for the Cavaliers here in the eighth inning as Hanner goes back to work, and she goes back upstairs again, and the count goes to 2-0. Seal grounded out to third baseman her first time out, then grounded back to the pitcher twice in the fourth and in the fifth. And she's looking at pitches upstairs, and it's now 3-0, and I think she may be taking another pitch or two as she represents the go-ahead run. Nope, she's going to swing, and foul ball. The umpire did a good job of getting out of the way of that one and then making the call.
Well, it wasn't fouled by, what, more than a foot or so?
Missed him by his left ear. And the count goes to 3-1. Once again, Seal in a position to look for the pitch that she wants or take a free pass. Strike at the letters, and the count goes full. Alyssa Despain would be the next batter. Will it be one on and nobody out, or nobody on and one out? Hanner brings it. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number 10 for Hanner on the day. Out number one for the Cavaliers here in the top of the eighth. That'll bring up Alyssa Despain, who has walked twice tonight and flied out to the center field. Nobody on, one out, top of the eighth. High and away, ball number one. Despain steps out, takes a few practice swings. Sydney Kenya, who's 2-for-3, waiting in the on-deck circle. Next pitch, up and in, ball two. Cavaliers have left but five runners on the night. Two in the last two innings, one off a leadoff walk in the sixth and a leadoff double in the seventh. This one is popped sky high. Please don't bring rain. First baseman reaches up and makes the stab for the second out. Told the wife I didn't think I'd need my jacket today. I'd be fine. Right now I'm thinking maybe I have second thoughts. A little bit more cool breeze. It might be jacket time. I don't think she'll run it over.
No, probably not.
Sydney Kenya steps in with nobody on and two out. She looks at ball one high, especially since when the wife hears this one, we'll already be in the game too, hopefully. The 1-0 count. Down the right field line. Right fielder playing near the line comes over and makes the catch. Riley Hemken with an outstanding catch in foul territory. And the Cavaliers are three up and three down here in the top of the eighth, thanks to Riley Hempkin's outstanding catch in the right field corner. No hits, no runs, no errors, nobody left. We'll move to the bottom of the eighth. The Cavaliers have scored two. They stranded five. We're 2-2. Cavaliers and the Hilltoppers going to the bottom of the eighth on WSMI. To the bottom of the eighth we go, and Sid Herbstreit is going to start things off by swinging at a high hard one for strike one. Carl DeBar, Gary Boker, we're having a good time watching a good ball game, but we're going to have to see a winner here sooner or later, aren't we? One ball, one strike on the senior first baseman, Sid Herbstreit. She has struck out three times tonight, 0-for-3, wearing a collar. Takes the ball outside. That's 2-1. She could rectify a situation here. Three strikeouts, put a base hit, or any kind of reaching first base. Whoa, she swung, it missed, and becomes a strikeout victim for the fourth time tonight, and that's out number one. That will be the sixth strikeout of the game, I believe, for Despain, correct?
Six for Despain.
Six strikeouts for
Despain. Four.
Four of those with Herbstreit. And that will bring Riley Hemken, who made the outstanding play in right field to end the top of the eighth, to the plate. Now she'll line one into the gap in left field. It'll go all the way to the wall. It'll be retrieved, but not until Hemken is safely in at second base. And that gets this Hillsboro crowd up as she has a one-out double, her second double of the day, as Hemken had a double, an RBI, with a double back in the third inning. She now posts herself up down at second base with the potential winning run with one out here in the bottom of the eighth, and that'll bring up Alexis Wolf. Wolf, who had a double and scored back in the second, looking for a base hit to see if she can drive home the speedy Hemken. Dead ball, foul at the plate. As Wolf said, let's end this one right now. Outfielders have her play just about straight away. Well, actually, the right fielder's kind of over in the right field corner. Center fielder shaded just ever so slowly off to the right. She looks at a ball. Good discipline there, as that one was close. Excuse me.
Oh, boy. Got a good swing and miss on that pitch.
On the corner. It was a swing and a miss for one and two. That one just outside. Evens the count at two and two. I did not have frogs for supper last night, but I got one in my throat right now. Or am I just getting choked up? Little soft liner, foul ball. First baseman can't make the stab. No harm, no foul. And so the count remains at 2-2 on Alexis Wolf. Here comes the next one.
Ooh, big
swing and a miss. That one had a little bit of rise to it, and she could not rise to the occasion. She becomes the seventh strikeout victim of Despain this evening. And that's going to leave it all up to Faith Holtz, who looks at ball one outside. Holtz, the number nine hitter, grounded to second in the second, singled in the fourth, flied out to right in the sixth. This time she'll line one down the right field corner. It is a fair ball. She's safe at first. The run comes home. And that's a winner for the Hillsboro Hilltoppers as Faith Holt comes up with a huge RBI single down the right field line, plating Riley Hemken, who came in from second base. There wasn't a whole lot the Cavaliers could do about that one. Once it got past the first baseman in the corner,
it
was game over.
Like we say, a clean single is one thing, but if the outfielder has to run and go into the gap, well, that gives the runner from second plenty of time to score, and that's how this game ends.
Especially when that runner is somebody like Riley Hemken, the little sophomore with good speed. She circled the bases, so Hemken comes up with an RBI double back in the third, and she comes up scoring the winning run in the eighth inning as the Hillsboro Hilltoppers move to 20-3 on the season. They pick up the victory. They're going to move on to the championship game Saturday, where they will be taking on at 11 a.m. Saturday morning either Gillespie or East Alton Wood River. Carl, some plays of the game, outstanding moments that you saw tonight.
Well, you had the early Gillespie offense, but really the big key to me was the Carlinville's comeback was just done by aggressive base running as they did a double steal, get a run home, get that other runner in scoring position, and then score that runner on a ground out. So little small ball plays big for Cavaliers, and then some just really good defensive plays by your Hilltoppers. You had Hemken make that great play in the outfield that probably saved the potential run, and also Beck in the outfield made a big play. So some good defenses by both sides.
How many times do you talk about, oh, the top of the order, they've got to get the job done tonight? What happened to the bottom of the order for both teams?
Yeah, it was the bottom of the order for both teams, and like I say, it was great base running by the Cavaliers. Wolf had the big game. Of course, Hemken scores the run and gets on base, and she ends up being as big a hitter as you've had for anybody.
Five hits for the Toppers from the bottom three in the batting order. That says quite a bit about them. Three hits and two runs, both runs for the Carlinville Cavaliers.
Absolutely.
Scored from the bottom of the batting
down.
Order. So it doesn't matter where you bat in the order, as long as you take that bat to the plate and do something. Both teams did something tonight. An outstanding game. You hate to see the Cavaliers lose the game and end their season because the Spain pissed a whale of a ball
she
game.
Did.
But she was matched up against a very good hurler herself.
She wasn't it. Now she strikes out seven, walks three, and she really just, after the third inning, she was tough the whole game until the last run there.
Hanner then comes back with 10 strikeouts of her own, and that's through eight innings. And as you said, she's one-plus strikeout per inning. She's right on form. So Kai Hanner will pick up the win for the Hillsboro Hilltoppers, who with the victory, they will now move to 20-3. The Cavaliers with the loss will end their season at 12-10. Carl, if you will, like for you to take this game back to the studio so we can get it on the air. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have game number two coming your way from the Hillsboro Softball Regional, as game two will have Gillespie taking on East Alton Wood River. But for Carl DeBar, this is Gary Boker, who would like to say, number one, thanks to all the fine people here at Hillsboro and their hospitality. Thanks to all of our sponsors for making these games possible. And, of course, thanks to you fans for listening in. One final time, our final score is in eight innings, Hillsboro 3, Carlinville 2. For Carl DeBar, this is Gary Boker saying so long from the Diamond.